Finally, as we finish going through the process, we get to share the plan. This is where all the pieces of the process will fit together. The themes that you discover during this process will really help you direct what everyone has agreed to work on as formal outcomes. The person may want to accomplish and participate in things that are not tracked as a formal outcome. These can be important to them as well and documented in the CSSP addendum, as are the person's preferences on how they want services delivered to them. Gathered information also becomes a part of the self-management assessment. The individual plan development comes next. 245D stipulates the plan must be developed within 10 days of the 45-day meeting for intensive services. For progress review or success story sharing, the license holder must summarize the progress and send a written report to the person and case manager 5 days prior to the review meeting or bring to the meeting based on request. Within 10 working days after the progress review meeting, the license holder sends any updates or changes. To make sure that you are truly applying person-centered practices, you should be monitoring the progress of the plan. Rule 9544 requires that at least every 6 months, the license holder must evaluate with the person whether services support the person's individual preferences, daily needs and activities, and accomplishment of goals.